You're listening to Banal Leakage, Episode 71, Taking It Apart. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there that listen to this podcast a few months late, a bit belated. So changes to this podcast, the show notes that get posted on the website when I do a new episode are happening starting with this episode. So the news stories will have fewer details. They're going to focus more on keywords and topics. The rant and shameless plug will still be more detailed on the website. I might change that at some point in the future as well. But for now, you know, and no more links to news stories. You know, I use them to gather, news stories for the podcast for each episode. But I am not going to do that anymore. If there's a demand for it, please, send me email, podcast@banalleakage.com. And we can consider, I might consider adding them back in, but it'll help get these episodes produced a little quicker too. So with that, let's start the news. Apple wants to shut down freemium model for Spotify and other music streaming services. So it seems that Apple is preparing to do their own streaming service. So originally this was supposed to be recorded on May 10th, a good 6 weeks before Apple Music made its debut. So anyway. So they feel that Spotify offering a free streaming service is not fair. Boo-hoo, Apple. First off, you need to compete on your own platform with the rest of the streaming music world and other services. For example, Pandora offers a free service, and I don't hear Apple making a fuss over that. So, and Spotify has had streaming music for a long time before Apple's decided to make their entry into the with Apple Music here. So, let's hope this blows over and Apple learns how to play fair. So, I've been on Spotify for some time. The free model, it's very restrictive. You can't select tracks as easily. You can't you can only skip tracks so often. You can't do a lot of, functionality, but then for $10 a month, you join premium and you get all that functionality, plus the ability to have your songs locally stored. Spotify is pretty, it's a pretty well done application. They've got all the licenses for pretty much most of the music thing. But they have a free thing too, and they play ads every once in a while. You get three songs into it. You pretty much just listen to, Spotify free model is you listen, you can pick a song to start listening, but you can't skip around, like I just mentioned. So, I kind of get Apple's thing, where they want to compete, but I don't agree with it on any level. So, I think Apple needs to learn how to play fair, and maybe they should offer something free with, ads and things like that, But, that's their call, and, they'll learn their lesson here at some point. Two police officers shot and killed in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Benjamin Dean and LaCurie Tate were killed during a traffic stop. Again, this is back in May. So, Tate, 25, was a recent graduate from police academy. Dean, 34, was a canine officer. So, all four suspects have been arrested and charged with the murder of these two officers. This is great. I mean, there was pretty much no time wasted in making their call on this here. So the assailants were stopped and shot the officers soon after. So, I'll go into more detail on this in a little bit here. So, not a lot of details are known about any scuffles they had at the car, any discussion or things like that. So it's sad to see any killing, especially of these officers just trying to do their jobs. Yes, I'm critical of officers that fire their weapons against unarmed citizens, a lot of times without any question, and I think that's an abuse of power, but I am equally critical of any citizens that feel they need to kill police officers over something like a traffic stop, If you're carrying drugs, all right, fine, you're scared, You got a dead body in the trunk? Yeah, okay, I could see why you'd be scared. You got warrants against you, you got felonies like these people, obviously, they did. It's just these killings need to stop on both sides, I respect these officers that put their life in danger each time they are in the public. So, like I said before, at least these four suspects were found. It will stand charges, and any justice that should happen will happen. So, this just happens all too often. You know, it's hard to point fingers on different sides. You know, I think the point is that people need to be reasonable. You know, if you get pulled over by a police officer, you know, be nice, be professional. I mean, you know, no one's saying that you have to be an outstanding citizen, or no one's saying that you can't, you know, be a little irritated that you got pulled over because maybe you didn't do anything wrong, you know, and there's some people that have done absolutely nothing wrong, you know, and they're just getting pulled over for whatever. And like I said, I'm against that kind of abuse of power, you know, and especially when if it ends up with whoever got pulled over ends up dead, you know. But on the other hand, too, officers, you know, just doing their job, you know, just, you know, answer their questions, you know. You know, I guess you could speak out if you really need to, you know, and, you know, you shouldn't be afraid of officers, even if you've done something wrong, you know, play it calm. You know, if you're carrying a bunch of drugs, just be calm, cool, collective, and you'll be on your way again and you can make your drug deliveries, you know. So, again, it's sad, but this happens, and, you know, and we just need less violence in this world. American Idol is ending with season 15 in 2016. Oh my gosh, can I say that this is a long time coming? So ever since Simon Cowell left the show, it's gone downhill in so many ways. The first five seasons were pretty cool, you know? Gosh, you know, even who remembers Sanjaya, you know? So, you know, one of the contestants, it was fun to watch, but the revolving door of host and lower ratings and all the quality of those making the cut have been dismal at best. You know, gone are the days when Kelly Clarkson and what's his name? Taylor Hicks or whatever his name was. You know, see, I don't even remember. Of course, my favorite, Adam Lambert. You know, I don't forget his name. I think he's probably the most talented that has come out of that. But, you know, the different hosts, they had J-Lo on, they had Steven Tyler, you know, they had, you know, Randy Jackson eventually left the show. I mean, it's just kind of, I have no idea, you know, who's Harry Connick Jr., I guess, is on this time or something, or what's his name? Country guy, married Nicole Kidman. Can't think of his name. I'm not a fan of his music, I quit watching the show a good four seasons ago. Every once in a while I tune in, you know, I see news stories on it. So now it's official, we can all continue watching the other show that's on, which is The Voice, that has like Gwen Stefani and Pharrell and I've liked that show. It's pretty good. You know, so no channel changing concerns there. Just more entertainment, more ability to, you know, see some talent go on there. And they have a little bit of fun, too. The Maroon 5 guy is on that, The Voice, too. So Adam, that's another Adam, not Adam Lambert. But so anyway, so yeah, good riddance, American Idol. This week's rant. News sites I avoid due to their ultra bias. TheBlaze.com, run by Glenn Beck. Newsmax.com, Twitchy.com, FoxNews.com, that's an obvious one. National Review, Breitbart.com, and there are so many more that spew biased stories without any sort of apologetic concern. You know, Fox News is the most mainstream, but on the web, you see a ton of people that post articles on The Blaze and Newsmax that never have anything positive to say about Obama or Hillary or pretty much anyone that's not GOP, Republican, or Tea Party. So I rarely see any stories being posted by my ultra-conservative friends from any of these sites that calls out any of their own when they get caught lying or in a bad situation. Yeah, that's the definition of being a hypocrite, you know. Your own, you know, hey, and there's a lot of their own that get called out on stuff, but somehow they're always right, you know. So, you know, that's been my thing, you know. It's really hard to discuss anything with conservatives or, you know, ultra, you know, Tea Party or all that, because they're never wrong. They are always right. Even when they're wrong, even when facts are presented, they're always right. You know, you can't prove them wrong. They have an argument for everything, and it fucking pisses me off sometimes, so... that's why I stay away from these ultra-biased sites. Yes, they're all right-wing ones. What, rightwingnews.com or, I don't know, there's a whole bunch of, you know, ultra-Christian ones that are in the same boat, too. So, I don't watch any mainstream media either. So, you know, I get my news from PBS. I get, you know, I get different news from other sources and things like that. I try to stay away from, you know, ultra biased stuff. I like news sites that make me think, that, you know, do present the actual story of the news without being biased, you know, that report just the facts and, you know, let me decide as a reader, you know, where my, you know, abilities stand as far as, like, you know, my positions and things like that. So, yeah, I just skip past this stuff, and I don't judge, but I really don't have any position. You know, I don't have a purpose of really putting credit or credence into anyone that, has, that posts these stories constantly. So nope. This week's shameless plug. Well, it's not really shameless, you know, at least I don't think it's, you know, I wouldn't be ashamed to admit it. So this year is 10 years since my mom's last Mother's Day. So 10 years ago in May was the last time, and that was in 2005, was the last time I was able to celebrate Mother's Day with my mom. So my wife organized a Mother's Day event at my niece's home in California, where we all gathered for food and to spend time with my mom. You know, it was really nice. My brother was there and some of his kids. My sister was there with some of her kids. It was nice. You know, I have pictures of all this stuff. And it's, you know, I'm very grateful that happened. So I do thank my, you know, publicly thank my wife for organizing all that. And, you know, and in hindsight, you know, who, I didn't know at that time that it would be my mom's last Mother's Day. So, my brother, sister, like I said, a good deal of their family and children were there that Sunday that Mother's Day fell on. You know, many years later, you know, I still have good memories of that time. You know, I didn't have much money back then. You know, it was very, you know, I struggled a little bit, you know, working at a job that I wasn't getting paid very well at. So, I'm just grateful for that event and that time in history that I was able to do that, you know, to enjoy that time with my mom and to get pictures and to reminisce. My mom and I didn't really agree a lot of times, you know, but, you know, we found different events or different topics that we could talk about, and it was nice to be able to have that. So any of you that have an older mom, make sure that you spend time with her, you know, even if you don't agree with her, even if she annoys you, you know. Years later, you won't have any regrets. You know, you'll just have great memories of that time. So, again, I miss you, Mom. So, you know, 10 years later, it's not easy. It doesn't get easier by the day. So, and every, you know, your birthday, Christmas, you know, that type of those events, it just makes it hard. But, you know, I have memories, and that's what's important. It's all very divisive. Want to leave feedback? Email podcast@banalleakage.com. Thank you for listening, and as always, if you can't be specific, just be random.